Dr. Patrick Lazarus Rose speaking.
Oh, it's me.
Oh, it's you. This time. It worked as well. It said Sam last time. Did you call twice?
No, I just called one time.
But it's weird because your phone, it first of all, it came through as Sam because I've obviously got your number saved on the ringtail and I ignored it. And then I thought you hung up and then it came through again and now it's you. Are you
weird.
Calling from a landline or your phone?
My mobile.
VoIP services are not great, but this will be fine when we're back in the rooms. Do you know what I'm saying? And the real phone works. I know for working from home, we'll need it, but they're not ideal. Like, I don't know. I don't like it on my personal mobile phone either, because like I took it outside with me to do the laundry and then it's ringing. And like, I went to the Twitter and it's ringing. And yeah, it's just frustrating. It just feels like if I forget to shut, you know, to turn it off, like to go away for 5 minutes, as opposed to having a separate phone. And like on the other side of things, like I have Jesse at home and he's like, can I use your phone? I'm like, no, you can't.
Yeah. Okay. We might need to look
it's just something to think about. It's just something to think about. And it's working in the meantime. But like if I were to go, sometimes the internet at one side of the house drops a tiny bit, or if the internet drops, like it feels super slow today. I don't know what's going on in the house. But then it felt like stuff weren't coming through. I don't know. It's not. And then if I've got no signal, I will have difficulty hearing people.
Right. But so those issues should have been the same with because the iNet phones are voice as well.
I've never, also like, because it's my mobile phone and it's dog-eared and scratched. I mean, my speaker's not great on it anyway. My voice thing for me to hear people, like it's quiet. The other phone's great.
Yeah.
That's all. It's just something to think about. It works, I guess. I don't know why it was showing that I'm away though. When I wasn't. Well, I was away.
Look, let's get the move done and then we'll
tackle
100%.
That.
Because we can always look at getting like a hardware phone at home as well. That's something iNet can provide. Not iNet, sorry, Whole IT. Let's just see how we go for now.
That's fine. I will log off at around 3:30.
Okay.
And turn the phone
off.
I get how the voicemail works. There's been nothing so far, and then I'll deal with it tomorrow if there is anything.
I'll be back on later. I'm just waiting for this office work delivery and I'm going to set up this chair and then hopefully I should be, what time is it, 1:30? Hopefully I can be back on by 3:30. Yeah,
I mean,
hopefully.
It is what it is. There's a voicemail. Hopefully it works.
Sorry.
They'll call again. There's a voicemail. They'll call again if there's, you know, if it's... I haven't tried to leave a voicemail. Should I try and leave a voicemail?
I left a voicemail yesterday and it worked.
Okay, so it works.
Yeah. It was weird. Well, not weird, but they'd set up an AI kind of thing, voicemail recording. I've re-recorded one that matches our old one, but they'd set up one and it was like they were reading like from the website, like, oh, Lacan Neurosurgery offers this, blah, blah, blah. We'll be happy
they
to help
probably,
you with this. Really
they
weird.
Probably did just do it from there.
Yeah, no, I imagine
testing,
so.
We were testing the landline as well, the normal phone line. I'm like, oh, got a phone call. And then they're like, please don't pick up the phone. We're just testing the phone line. Sorry, mate. Like, just jumped for it. But as long as things are going well, like, I guess, to a degree. Anyway, teething issues, right?
Yeah, absolutely expected.
Are you making the chair yourself? Your third hand?
Yeah, I'm going to do it myself. My deal is if I can't do it myself, Bede will come down and do it for me. Later.
I just needed a third hand. That was it. Like,
yeah.
It can be done. It was just awkward, the last bit.
It was like an extra $140 to get someone else to do it.
Totally ridiculous. I can come around if need be if it's really not going. I haven't heard from Patrick all day apart from Avramides, but she hasn't answered the phone, so He didn't answer okay. about Friday's potential surgery, so it'll probably be a last-minute thing.
Yeah, tomorrow.
But the family in and out of the hospital, so they said that they'll come in, if need be, to the rooms, and they can go upstairs and get her to sign consent forms or whatever's needed. So.
Oh, cool. That'll be handy.
Yeah, yeah. Adina said she might pop in at lunchtime anyway because she's working in the morning at Holmes Glen. So she might come down tomorrow. So potentially, if I get it done, once he answers, he'll answer tonight. I can do it all and then just print it there and give it to her, and then she'll bring it back, which is actually great.
Awesome. I hope
She asked, do I know Patrick's coffee order? I'm like, I don't. She goes, well, he bulk billed the appointment. The least I can do is get him a coffee if I'm coming in with one for you anyway tomorrow. Because she does that when she comes in to see me. Do you know his coffee order? Because I know he drinks something because Ben has seen him in the line at RMH numerous times. And I kept asking him, what does he drink? What does he drink? And Ben's like, I don't know. I didn't listen.
I think at the Christmas lunches, he normally gets a latte, but I don't know. You'll need to ask him. I'm sorry.
I mean, it'll be when she comes. If she comes, she'll just bring something. Okay, we'll worry about tomorrow. Random, I know. Okay, but everything's going fine here. Like, I'm just doing letters and, yeah, all good. Kids here, dog's gone to the vet.
He's at a lunch at the moment.
What?
He's at a lunch at the moment, so he may not answer for a little bit.
Of course, cheapy lunches. Do Homesman sort them for him and provide the food?
Yeah.
So awesome. Cabrini never provided the food. I had to fucking do it. That's useful. Oh, I have a question. Ben asked me about rooms with style because apparently they do practice management. Are you happy with what they've done so far? I know they're not doing practice management, but are you happy with all, like, how they, like, responded to things and...
Start the question again. You broke up a little.
Rooms with style. That's who Patrick's using for these rooms, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
They do practice management also.
Oh, do they?
Apparently. So, and I've told Ben I'm done. So, do you, like, have they been good at, like, answering? I'm sure they're an absolute fortune, but, like, have they been good at answering problems, if you've had any, and getting back and managing things?
They've been good with communicating, but there have been several issues that should have been communicated to us as a problem rather than just waiting for us to notice and say something about it. Like, there's been a couple of things that is like they've had like back end issues, so they've made the decision to do something, and then we've said, well, what's this? And they've said, oh, there was an issue with this and this, so we had a couple of options and we've picked this, but it should have been something that it was communicated to us.
Okay, I mean, we'll find out what they offer and what their costing is. I think they're expensive, but we'll see. Who knows? I'm done with working for Ben. It's just too much. Can't do anymore. Anyway, have fun at Brighton. I will chat with you at one stage. I can also pop around if you need a third hand.
The deal is if I can't do it, Bede will come down and do it for me.
I love it. Yeah, useful. Use him. Why not?
Cool. All right.
Okay. Awesome. I'll chat to you later. Have fun.
Bye.
Bye.